Good, man. I mean, it's a place that I know everything. Obviously, different position, so it's one of those things. That it's obviously good to come back, have some familiarity.
What have you been doing in the past month to stay in shape? Where have you been training?
I've been at XLS in Dallas, which is where I'm usually at in the off seasons, and you know, had some workouts with teams, so it wasn't, you know, like I was just sitting on the couch.
Have you been watching them?
I didn't really watch them until last week. It was only when they came on TV in the area that, you know, in Dallas, so didn't really watch until last week.
Was it frustrating that they let you go?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously frustrating anytime you get let go, but I knew with the roster situation, you know, with the injuries that we had at O-line at the time, and, you know, the way defense had been rolling, you know, while I was hurt, so it hurt, but at the same time, I kind of knew the business aspect of it.
Sterling, was it a case where when you walked back in the door, it felt like you were here yesterday, or was there some ramp up that had to happen?
Nah, man, it literally felt like I was here yesterday. I mean, it didn't feel like I've missed a beat. I mean, everything's pretty much the same. Like I said, I have a close relationship with a lot of these guys. I talk to a lot of them, you know, daily for the most part. So it's like I've been here.
You have that unique perspective of having been here last year. You come here this year, then you step away from it, and then you jump back in. Can you notice more changes than, say, somebody who'd been here every day as far as the way this defense plays?
I mean, it's just more of a unit this year, man. Honestly, it is. Everyone's so close. I think, you know, last year was not saying people were playing for themselves, but it just wasn't as tight of a group as we have, especially in the secondary, man. Everyone's so close this year. You know, we're willing to do anything for each other, you know, and that's what the good defense has. That's what the good defense has always had in this league. So, you know, I think last year was, you know, guys were coming in, plug and play every other week, it felt like. So it was hard to get that camaraderie up this year. For the most part, guys have been here all year.
What do they talk to you about your role coming back here now?
It's pretty much the same thing it was before everything. I mean, be ready to play outside, be ready to play inside. So it's the same thing for me. It's the same kind of defense. You know, I know all the terminology. I know who I'm out there with. Everybody knows when I'm out there, I'm going to communicate. I know what routes are coming. You know, they know they won't skip a beat if I'm out there.
Is this a matter of would you be able to play Sunday, given that situation?
Yeah, I mean, I really do. I feel good. I wasn't winded, wasn't tired of practice or anything. Still, you know, got the good communication with the safeties, with the linebackers. You know all the assignments, the inside and the outside. So, I think I'll be able to, you know, hit the ground running.
Sterling, were you 100% when you got released? Like, you were fully healed?
Yeah, I thought I was fully healed. I mean, obviously, I hadn't played in the game, but you know, I thought I was able to play. So, you know, but even those extra couple weeks obviously helped. I mean, I think the last couple weeks has, you know, turned the corner for sure. Sterling, what?